Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, back to the Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder, live from the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas.
For this next segment, playing the role of Jacob Attat, will be Ian Fidance.
Say hello to your new step, Jacob Austin, and welcome back to the Bonfire on SiriusXM Fashion Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder, that's Big J. Okerson, and we are live at Antone's in Austin, Texas for the Moon Tower Comedy Festival.
Moon Tower.
And we got a new step, Jacob.
Hi, everybody.
That's Ian before he goes into the role.
Yes.
He has to immerse himself. Let him find his place. Welcome back to the show, everybody. For this segment, we're going to be finding our contestants.
Four contestants. Only four of you have to play this stupid game.
What?
It's a very fun game.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe some of the questions actively made me laugh, but it's probably just because it's shit that we know and it's inside baseball. But
yeah, but the anger we're going to feel if no one knows anything.
That's the funniest possible outcome.
Well, my father
is that we do a trivia game and you guys go, well, you think we pay attention to that?
Yeah. My dad didn't know my middle name, so I felt it before.
We're having a party, man.
I already like the new take. I love Josh's, but I also love Ian's.
Dude, we're having a party, man.
Dude, if I don't dance, I'm gonna die.
This is Goy Jacob. We finally found out what Jacob would have been like if he wasn't in the tribe.
Fucking Woody Batat.
I love it when a guy compliments my vibe.
It's my favorite one, and he nailed it.
What should we do here, Dan? Should we see who wants to take place by showing hands?
Yeah, who wants to take place in this trivia game? Because there might only be four. You guys, all right, so we got the whole row right here. Sir, you are very energetic. Why don't you come up to the city council, Mike?
This guy has never been called energetic in his entire life. That's fucking crazy. That was your first fucking adjective.
That's what I do. I build them up, Jay breaks them down.
Yeah.
Sir, I enjoyed the pep in your step. And Jay's
What's up, Slim? Thanks for taking a break from marathoning to be with us.
Jay, you told me that would be big on big crime here.
I can't hit this guy too hard because I'm a lethal weapon.
I can't hit this guy too hard because I'm such a lethal weapon.
I didn't even know that was a Jacob drop. I straight up just thought he was saying that. God, we did smoke a lot before the drop.
God damn it. We sent away our first person.
Sir, what's your name?
My name is James.
James. Where are you from?
Austin.
Okay. I'm sorry for asking that. You got mad at me. I was just like, Austin, what the fuck do you think?
Dude, dial back that energy, please. Damn, why would you get somebody so electric up here?
Sorry, dude. I just saw his movements. It reminded me of a young Sebastian. Why?
This guy's my Aikido teacher.
So if we gave you gift certificates for stuff in Austin, you would be able to use it at any time.
Yes.
This would probably benefit you the most. What if it's places you hate in Austin?
I'll give it to some friend.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes me feel like shit. It's 50, he's like, I don't know, I'll fucking throw it in a stocking at Christmas and tell him to fuck off.
It's $50 gift certificate to Joanne Fabrics.
They can't do this.
That was great. That was a fantastic joke, though. You're getting pops from the audience.
Dude, Josh is just living in that hat now. He likes it.
My homie.
You think you're doing the stop motion technology for Red Dead Redemption.
He looks like he should be at one of those parks where he gets fake shot in a window and falls into a wagon of hay.
You gotta ride on one of those little ponies, though.
Dude, Jay is fucking mean tonight.
Is that mean?
I just thought it was funny calling him big. Sir, I appreciate the energy.
I didn't call him big. You called him energetic.
He was fucking pumped to get up here.
He raised his hand.
No one else did.
So many other people did. I'm glad we picked him.
I saw lightning strike and I ran towards it.
You've always been a storm chaser. You know that hat, dude. You're ready to storm chase. How many knots out are we from that tornado?
Dude, well, I'll be fucking... Catch me up in Oklahoma running after twisters.
I think he's endured enough abuse.
Yeah. Do you want to ask any questions? Do you want to suss him out? Find out if he should be one of the four contestants?
Yeah. Should I do the first four questions the pedophile hunters always ask?
Fucking do it, dude. Live your dream.
How fucking old was he?
You know what? I didn't think this out. Probably not.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You know what? That tone was way too confrontational for my tastes.
Okay. I don't know. Keep your fucking hands out of your pockets.
That was good.
What is the personality of the hooker?
That is a good question. What is the personality of the hooker?
I like when you do it where almost Lou would have launched it.
Yeah. He's fucking killing
Have you listened to the show the entire time, or are you a recent listener?
The Soda Shop. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
OB All right. Show, Kobe Closet. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. All right.
Fuck yeah. Do you have a wife or a girlfriend to share this lovely experience with?
No.
Damn, I am mean today. That one wasn't even on purpose.
They can't wait to show their penis to everyone.
He's not wrong about that either. Matthew.
I love a Jacob laughing at a Jacob line. God, our show is meta. They wouldn't let us do this on Comedy Central Radio.
Too heady for them. Maybe this will be the springboard into your new life if you win this thing. Think of all the things that can come next. Maybe local trivia. Or
Dude, I would love to kick back one day on my ranch in Wyoming and see him just rip through everyone on Jeopardy. No, and he got his start right here.
Oh, my God, the new Ken Jennings.
Who sucks at hosting Jeopardy.
Does he?
Yeah, he looks like a four-year-old dressed up for Easter.
Oh, like his mom did his hair?
He's not charming at all. He has zero charm.
Who's your favorite?
I mean, Alex. Rest the king.
No, I'm not. Come on, obviously.
I don't know. I'm working my way through it. I'm only through Ken Jennings right now.
And you're backlogged on Jeopardy?
Yeah.
You don't jump ahead? You don't want to...
No,
you don't,
dude.
Yeah, you don't
the knowledge miss. Will come.
You don't want to miss the storylines or something?
Dude, I'm not going to lie. It was sad fucking going through Alex's final episodes.
Spoiler.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Alex dies.
Dude! That's the whole thing.
Who are these old?
Yeah.
My mom's
Trebek, 12 o'clock!
What is Proton Pack for 600, Alex?
Woo! Okay. Sorry, everybody. We summoned him by saying his name.
You better hope fucking Trish doesn't show up with her proton pack. There's so many hauntings that she wants to lock horns with.
Oh, man. The dish putting one down and giving the nod of the hat?
Dude, reformed slut ghost hunter, Trish.
Come on,
fuck you.
About,
I can make that joke.
This show is about new beginnings.
All right. What do you think? Is he one of the four? Four horsemen of the apocalypse?
Oh, I mean, I've pointed out every hole in his life. Yeah.
I'm not a famine.
You're one of them. We'll see you in next segment. Take a seat.
What's his name?
James, right?
James.
Thank God. Fuck. I took a swing at that, and I am bad at names.
Yeah. Here's a nice way to remember it. Slim Jim.
You're a bad cowboy. You're an evil rustler.
Black hat.
It is the black hat. You're absolutely right. It's taking you over.
Yeah.
Help, Dan, oh. Help.
Nice beard, fucking George Michael.
Start doing the George Michael butt. Didn't realize that was for dudes the whole time.
It is weird when you think back and you're like,
I was always a little like, why do ladies like a man's tush? There's really not a lot to do. And then you realize he was gay. And you're like, oh, okay.
Whenever a girl says she's in the guy's asses, I think she's a lesbian lying.
Really?
Yeah.
My mom was super into Dante Bichette's butt when he played for the Colorado Rockies. Why did you go so crazy for Dante Bichette? You just love a good outfielder? She's like, I love a right fielder that can hit third.
Just a woman that's all psyched about ass?
Miss, were you really psyched about ass? Okay, thanks for disappearing.
She didn't want to be the sole majority. Christine, you're looking at me. Do you love a guy's ass?
They're okay. It's not like my thing, but yeah, I enjoy a nice butt.
I have a horrible ass.
Ladies, is there anyone in here where ass is the number one trait? Oh, no.
Almost. Almost is pretty good. It's crazy. It's on the list.
So if he has just a fucking real weird wiener, but a fucking dunk on him.
Just a bent crank from some...
just put a drink on that shit.
I don't know. He fell off one of these bird scooters. But he has first.
He's got a little pigtail. But just a fucking J-Lo.
But the guy has just got a fucking badoom.
That is real. What do you get out of that? Is that where you thrust from? I might be a simple northerner, but I'm trying to learn your customs.
Why do you like a man's ass? And why are you with me then? I have the worst ass.
Those ass cheeks.
Technically, that's on the list.
You have a cute butt that you wiggle. It's adorable.
No, that's...
Dude, I love when Christine blows up Jay's spot with the cute shit that you don't see.
What, wiggle butt
Jay?
You
do a little butt wiggle dance.
Wiggle butt Jay?
Yeah. Look. You better stop it. You better open that relationship to polyamorous.
I run out my underwear and I go. And if she doesn't say wiggle butt Jay, I get pissed. It's a turn of emotion that
really?
No one's prepared for. Yeah, I'm like, what am I doing it for then?
Why do I wiggle this ass?
Pull me out of the. If I'm like, I'm doing a cute thing, and she's like, and she just looks and doesn't do the cute thing back. I'm like, hey, fuck face, we're doing a cute thing. Don't make me an ass in my own place.
It really does hurt when you're, as an adult, being left hanging doing something cute.
Oh my God.
It really stings because you're like, fuck you, play along.
Do you know what's. I saw this the other day because everyone's seeing people for the first time in a while down here. It's a festival.
Yeah, we haven't seen a lot of other comics at all.
Maybe equally as bad as getting left hanging on like a knuckle pound or a handshake the person didn't see that you were going for. Equally awkward is the person who sees that. You know what I mean? Now there's like an obligation to go.
Yeah, it's the person that watched you fall
down.
It's
okay. No, but watching somebody fall makes me, that's great.
Man,
watching someone eat shit on a handshake and being the only one who saw it and they look at you like, I'm an asshole. And you got to be like reassuring with a look like,
ah, that happens. Maybe I didn't see it. You okay?
Yeah, I don't like being, that's a responsibility
watching
to me.
Someone watching you fall is the funniest. If they don't know you and you eat shit in front of them and you get up and you're like, I usually walk fine.
Oh my God, this is like the first you start telling them last time. I think last time, you know, my fellow was like 16 or something.
How did I fucking live with this when I was 8 all the time? You want to pick another contestant?
We have to. Yes, we do.
Maybe a lady?
What else we have in here?
Lady.
Oh, yeah, Nicole, come on up.
Yeah, miss. All right. Oh, hey, hi. What I hope happened? This is like a... Oh, look at the nails.
You look like you just got out of yesterday's rave.
Yeah. Are you still up from Thursday?
She's never even seen the show. She just wants to burn this Adderall.
Yeah.
I mean...
What's your name, miss?
My name is Vanda.
Vanda.
Like a panda.
Oh, shit. With the panda hat.
Yeah, Vanda.
All right. I'm in it.
Vanda the panda.
That's great.
Is that your...
As a Dan the man? I love that. I don't ever.
Go ahead, say Jay the gay. Go ahead and make you feel good about yourself. Does it make you feel good about yourself? You were saying it in your head, Dan.
I didn't want to say it out
you're
loud.
You're not good. Stop telling everybody you're good.
You know I think that you're definitely Jay the gay.
Band of the Panda, where are you from? Parts unknown.
I'm from Katy, Texas.
Texas. Fuck yeah.
She looks like a young B.D. Wong.
Okay. All right. All right.
I don't know if Lou would have hit that drop then.
Yeah, he wanted to, but he's worried.
Dude, what if that's what got us fired? A fake Jacob by way of Ian Fidance.
Via. Canceled via.
Yeah.
Ian
there you go. You know what? This is crazy. It's a ricochet shot, but it got you.
Vander, you a big fan of the show?
Honestly, I am up here for my boyfriend because I really want him to come up here.
Oh, dude, the ultimate bonfire move.
Yeah. But
he's the catfish.
Dude, we've talked about this so many times. After shows, you have to understand, women will do this all the time to us where they walk up and they go, my boyfriend loves you, but he doesn't want to talk to you. And you're like, all right, do I have to do a dance for him to come over?
Yeah, you're like, so leave him alone.
No, but he does, but he's just like in the back, and I just like word my way in.
Oh, you burrowed here to get him?
Yeah, because I love him that much.
Do you feel like you could answer a bonfire trivia question to get him on the panel?
I can offer you a gift that he actually...
No, we do not barter.
Even...
You cannot buy the judge. The city council has spoken.
This is the modern West, miss.
Even if it's a ranch soda?
She's like, what if I told you I have 4 beaver pelts, a wagon wheel, and enough tax to get you to California?
Is this a fine dowry for your services?
Do you
feel like you can answer any bonfire questions at all? Have you ever listened to the show?
I hear it when he's listening to it while he's shitting.
Now this,
is
a trivia question.
While he's shitting.
Through a door while he's taking a dump, you hear me and Jay's voice being like, oh,
I do.
Damn, the smells were associated with in her mind.
Oh my God.
I hope he doesn't smoke while he shits.
Dude, I want to ask her. I would hope that she would just hit it out of the park and then, you know, get him under.
How about this? What channel are we on?
What, Sirius XM?
What's your boo?
Great. No. First Asian who doesn't understand.
We take all listeners. We take Spotify. We take YouTube. We take all the listeners. So she knows from Sirius XM. Can you name the crew? Can you name everyone who is on the show?
Christine, and Lou, and Jake.
Well, all right. And who else? Who else? Three away. You're three away.
I'm three away.
Three
you
away.
Guys count Dan and Big J.
Okay.
And then
one more. No. No one help her out. You have. By the way, if you don't get this one, you are canceled. I'm letting you know. Can you guess the final, the sixth member of the crew? Some would call him the Black Tiger. Some would call him.
He just had a baby.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on. Maybe one of his names is already on the staff. Dude, I'm fucking walking her there, all right? But
Black
you better
Christine.
Be a lifelong listener after this.
Black Christine. Yeah.
That is the best answer.
That's I can have a black
the best Black Christine. We have to hire a black woman named Christine now. If your name is Christine and you are African American, please submit to the bonfire. Automatic opening as a producer now that you've been named.
I think I want her to be a contestant.
Yeah. I think it'd be funny if she was a contestant, but she gets double the points if she gets it right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I don't know. What do you guys think? Make some noise if she should be a contestant. Now, make noise if she shouldn't be a contestant.
Not enough. She's in.
You're in.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's
I'll tell
you.
You what?
It's you.
I want to get out of here. I want to have a roll in the hay with Black Christine tonight.
Yeah, dude. Christine just felt so good right there. She was like, I am black. Black guys love. Where was the drop? Oh, I don't know. Not a day. Well, I mean, we know all the Christine drops. Are you? You're gonna be in the game.
I'm gonna be in the game, not my boyfriend.
No.
Yeah, you.
However.
All right.
I feel like we should give her one lifeline to her boyfriend.
No. Yes, please.
Not the whole game. Whoa, no, you're up here the whole time.
Okay.
But do you guys feel like we could give her? How many lifelines should we give her? One. You get one. Sorry, Ben.
One from the boyfriend, and she can call home.
on speakerphone.
You can call somebody.
And no one can fire us for the accents we make as jokes.
We called it.
All right.
All right.
She's in. You know those nails are terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And
back scratches.
Yeah. All right.
Scratches. All right.
Well, thank you, Vanda. Right?
Vanda.
Vanda.
Vanda. The panda, like dude.
Fuck you guys. I can be. All right. I'm sorry. God, I suck.
Fanta. Goodbye. No, we'll have you back. Dude, me and Jay. Next segment.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Jamie's good.
Dude, it's gonna be funny to watch the crash course that he gives me right now. He goes, okay, it's Dan and Jay. Both of their dads suck. Both of their moms are kind of sluts. So here you go. Here's how you get it up. And then fuck it. Why do he likes wrestling? Jay likes metal music and horror.
It's all positive.
Meanwhile, James is like excellent.
Oh, James is already counting his prize. Already counting. All right, so anybody else? Who else? We need two more contestants. Okay. Who said?
You've met her. We've met her before. She's a camper. We've met.
Yeah.
That makes me wonder if that should be a qualifier or a disqualifier.
Disqualifier.
Shield.
I have a feeling.
Come on up.
Are you going to lob me softballs like you did that last week?
I mean,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
As someone that was raised by a single mom, no. That bullshit doesn't work on me. She was clearly not a fan of the show, and it's funnier for the bit if she doesn't know shit.
Yeah.
But now you will be super tested.
Caitlin here cried when she saw us yesterday in the street, so I think she's going to know too much stuff. She cried like we were fucking Jackson 84.
Dan's social is 587-0411. This is too much.
Yeah. I've still...
Because I feel like
she's gonna run the table.
But I feel like James needs good competition, and I feel like she might be the one to set it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm going matchmaking. I'm fantasy booking this, but I really see a collision at the finals between these two.
I'm just saying, so far with our choices, we're bullying Vanda the Panda. I know I'm being evil.
Yeah,
Jared.
But Vanda tried to sneak in for her boyfriend, so it's justified.
Yeah,
that
fuck
she...
her.
I didn't say that. Don't you?
No, you're right, Dan.
No, I'm a simple working man with a working hat.
Right to hell with her, Dan.
I'm just like the Rush song. I'm a working man in this hat.
I gotta get the energy up to compete with James.
Yeah, see if you can go crank it. If you want to go, you can hit the exercise bike for a little bit, get your fucking blood flowing, so you can keep up with the energy of the show so far. Because James is coming in hot. He might parkour the stage. Nothing's off limits. Are these like, anchored? I hope those are anchored.
Dude, a front flip onto the stage?
Hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip. I think Christine's going to tell us if our time's running up on this segment. I worry.
No, we got time. We still got to pick two people. We got to pick two people, and I feel like you could be the number two seed, which makes the fourth pick more fun. Wild card. We're looking for a real wild card. All right. That kind of scared me.
Yeah. What do you... explain what you mean
that
by that.
That guy yelled it like he woke up to yell it.
Yeah.
Who's right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone who steps
up... I'm a wild card.
Yeah, that's a weird one. You don't want somebody to step up as a wild card. I'll fire a couple into this roof.
Yeah. He was sleeping with his hat turned going... Wild card. I'm a wild card.
Yeah. That's in the back. He's... Hmm?
Yeah.
Someone asked for a wild card. Okay, so Caitlin's in.
I mean, that was the easiest. What are we fucking Arizona State?
Well, I know, what do we ask her now?
We're like, hey, thanks for showing up, you're in. Check cleared, welcome, you're a Sun Devil.
I can't make will you fuck DJ Lou jokes. We know her boyfriend. The whole thing sucks.
Okay, how about this? Should we have her compete with her boyfriend for a spot? You want to make this a domestic?
Yeah. We're having a party, man.
Woo! All right, first one who breaks their ocular bone.
Does it have to be my boyfriend, or can it be Jack Moore?
Slap contest.
No, it's bonfire trivia. Do you think you can beat your boyfriend at bonfire trivia?
Yes.
Good sir, do you think? I'm sorry, what your name one more time?
Peter.
Peter, it's Peter. Give it up for Peter and Caitlin, everybody. It's a sub game of our first trivia game, the first domestic
game
of trivia.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What does Dan sleep in? I want to make them have a fight later, too.
I don't even know if I've answered that before.
Oh, we know. I know what you're sleeping, buddy.
Oh. Yeah?
Yeah.
Out on a limb here and say, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle onesie?
Not a bad guess.
Wrong.
That was a horrible guess.
Honestly, not a bad guess, and I might shift to that.
Got Did that you start old rocking one piece underwear?
Dude, if I zip up to go to bed?
You're still getting called sexy. It makes me furious. Your big fat dick knocking around a onesie.
Stop it. A very normal sized penis. A very normal sized penis.
Big, huge, fat cock just All right. knocking around the.
I got a question for you.
Zippery inside.
What
You're gonna
did
chase.
Stop it, Jason.
It's going to tug on your light shaft hairs.
Dude, I wish that picture was real so I could fuck your butt and shut you up.
That wouldn't shut me up. Then I would know. I would know it's wrath. When you pull it out, he can't put it back in the sheath to taste blood. He's like a Ronin.
Samurai Wienerlong. What did Jay's dad call Jay's daughter when he first met her?
That's a good one.
Isaiah.
She's a girl, so that was way off.
Isaiah. I mean, he saw her.
Funnier if he called her Ike. What's up, Ike? Yeah.
What's up, Tim? Got a question mark?
Sweetheart?
No. All right. It was Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And her name is Isabella. I don't think you guys listened to the show.
Yeah. Hey,
I didn't
idiot.
Have my hand up.
Do you have one? Do you have a question for him? All right, I got one. Mm. Where is DJ Lou from?
Tina, Ooh. New Jersey. Tina. New
she got that one. That's 1-0.
You're making him battle it out on multiple questions?
I don't give a fuck, dude. We got this place running until 9:15. Let the blood flow.
Let me qualify and I'll sit down, I promise.
What's that?
Let me qualify and I'll sit down.
Oh, okay.
Qualify?
Well, I don't know. I guess she just wants into the tournament, but I wanted her to go against her boyfriend and I think she just bullied us out of it.
Is this how she is, dude?
Fuck Are yeah, you dude. Okay, bud?
This is it.
Are you
Give
all
us
right?
a sign, dude. I think we're going to have to get a guy out of a toxic relationship tonight.
Yeah.
Just say yes and we'll move on.
He just lives in our studio next week.
You call him the little lady? That little lady's at home bitching again.
She goes, I caught him standing up peeing again. Had to put a cigarette out on him.
He'll learn.
Trying to take his
Son
manhood
of a bitch
back.
Will learn.
You Son splash on the floor when you pee like a boy. That is why you sit down when you pee.
Draw me a bath.
One more question, Jay, to Steven.
Do you think if you got hit by a bus tonight, your girlfriend would fuck Dan?
What, dude?
Well, don't let me ask the questions.
Yeah, for sure. She told me she'd throw it all away for Dan.
She threw it all away for Dan. Yeah.
That's very nice, but I'm in a loving relationship. Yeah. Thank you very much.
He's in a loving relationship.
I also said that about Jay.
Okay. Well, she is a big bonfire fan. What about Jacob? Is Jacob on the list? What about Jacob? Is Jacob on your throw it away list?
Sure, fine.
Yeah. I don't think. Sure, fine's going to hurt him when he re-listens to this episode. I think you just hurt Jacob.
I get a lot of puss.
That was perfect, Ian.
Perfect.
Well played. All right, you're in, Caitlin. Caitlin's in. One last one.
One last one. Who else is interested? Who else?
All right, we got two people that shot their hands up. But I feel like
I'm trying to find the weirdest one. Might be that guy.
What, the tourist at Jurassic Park?
Yes. Oh, no. No, not the tourist at Jurassic Park.
Are you talking about the mustache and the spectacles? Skinny,
yes.
Skinny Stavros?
Yes, Skinny Stavros. That is not a bad description.
Get over here, Skinny Stavros. Look at those high sleeves on a short sleeve and a leather band. Damn, dude, this guy rules.
Yeah.
Mr. Soder?
You look like a gun store owner in the Old West.
This one right here is 6 chambers. Kill all 6 enemies.
He looks like Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley. Huh? Yeah. Might be an old man's reference.
Big Bonfire fan?
Yes, sir.
Feel like you could really do some damage in trivia?
Yeah.
Have you listened the whole time?
Yes, sir.
On Sirius or on YouTube?
Both.
Yes.
In your car? In between child abductions?
Hit him with the four, Jay. Hit him with the four questions.
How old was she?
What if this whole time we were actually just trapping pedophiles as they were coming up here? You guys think we were calling randos? We got cases on all these fucking perverts.
You got a trivia question for him? Yeah. Why did you say to a 14-year-old, I want to suck your asshole? Pull up the chat logs. I got the chat logs.
I go, you're Coyote Fox 071. You want to eat her ass?
Ew.
Would you like to eat my ass?
Would you like to eat my ass, Frank?
What did you yell at?
He drives a Nissan Q.
That's pretty cool, though. Like one of those hamsters? Is that the hamster commercial?
That's a Kia. That's a Kia. Kia. So common mistake.
All right. Do you really drive a cube?
I used to.
Oh, so those are your friends, or is that like your fucking used car guy?
Yes.
Because I helped them trade it in for a Pontiac Sunfire. Fucking O2. The guy got ripped.
Full size spare in the trunk.
Yeah. It's fucking idiot. I don't know, dude. As a guy with roses on his shirt, and you're a dude with roses on his shirt, it's hard to say no to you.
It is hard to say no.
I love it when a guy compliments my vibe.
Nailed it, Jacob. That's how you know Lou approves of the Jacob drop.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And tell me your name again. I love it when a guy compliments
Whit
my vibe.
Whitaker, by the way.
What?
Whit or Whitaker?
Whit or Whitaker.
How about Whit Whitaker?
Whit Whitaker.
That sounds like a poet.
Yeah.
Or it's a poem.
In perfect iambic pentameter, or you're fucking out of here.
What the fuck were those words? Nah. What were those words you just
iambic
said?
Iambic pentameter.
You fuck up words like there? Said what?
I'm just a simple farmer, Wyoming, Jack. He loves a little trivia. Come down to the big city for some of the steaks that they cook here.
Madam?
Whitaker, are you from Austin, Texas?
No, sir. Kansas City, Missouri.
Damn. Well, give you gift certificates for Austin, Texas, how long are you here for?
I'm here for indefinitely. So.
Okay. This story's getting better. Someone goes, well, I'm here for reasons. Can I ask you a question? Can you go back to Kansas City?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think that's a very fair first question. Are you allowed within the city limits? All right, that's good. Are you here?
Got in trouble for watching soccer games.
Yeah. Craziest thing about a wet park is you'd think of them being all wet, they're slippery, they actually got grip on them. So. Fuck you, this is an adult radio show.
You know what I love about that town? All children are willing to help you find a dog. Even if the dog ain't real.
Woof, woof, I gotta get out of here. I gotta split. What did you do in Kansas City? Was it COVID related? Did you have to leave?
No.
Did you follow Joe Rogan too?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just hoping for an MC spot when that fucking club opens.
Just give me a half of a fucking horse dewormer.
You've seen the competition. Do you feel like you would fare well?
Yeah, decently. Yeah.
Decently.
Not against
who are you more intimidated by, Caitlin or James?
Caitlin's got some fire to her, so I mean.
I'm telling you what, Vander the Panda might.
I hope you are a fucking ringer. I hope you work for Sirius and edit the shows and we don't know it.
She's some sort of Asian, which makes me think she's into mysticism.
James has the energy, but Caitlin's a sleeper. So.
Caitlin is a sleeper pick.
Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
Do you feel like if you lose, you will shoot this place up?
Because if so, I'll just give you the goddamn prize.
Yeah. I got it on me right here.
It ain't that serious to me, dude. It's a fun game.
I got it in my back pocket, and I'm from Colorado, so that's kind of a sensitive subject.
Take it.
It's a hard no. It's a hard no.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. I feel like we've done a good job.
Yeah. Get your fucking hands out of your pockets. Sorry. I'm training. Do not let them put their hands in their pockets, Dan. They get fucking... I don't want to get into it.
So you guys start calling him my guy.
You're my guy. Get the hands in your pockets, my
guy. All right, Whitaker, welcome to the show. I don't know. I didn't have anything to say, I guess.
Whitaker, you're also in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have no real, like, come on down.
Round up. I don't got nothing.
Can we take a break and then we'll come back for the old trivia game?
Everyone, one more time for Ian Finance as Jacob Attat. Listen, the Buy Guys on GasDigitalNetwork.com. Ian's fucking hilarious, and he was a great Jacob. Let's take a break. We're going to be right back. It's live Moon Tower. It's live Bonfire.
Bonfire.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
And now, back to the Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder, live from the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas.
For this next segment, playing the role of Jacob Attat will be the young bull, Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis, everybody.
Hey.
Yeah. Cowboy Shane.
Hell yeah.
Oh, stand right here, dude. Welcome to the Bonfire live at Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas. How good does Shane clean up?
God damn.
Sirius XM, Facts of Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder. That's Big J. Okerson. And man, what a way to close this out.
Dude, I bet you can just play guitar now.
I don't know. I didn't know you guys were going dungarees and untucked.
Yeah,
no
dude.
Boots?
We're casual cowboys.
I look like a fucking idiot.
No, you don't. Dude, he got boots, too.
I got the boots.
Shane went full fit.
Yeah, I spent more money than I'll make at this festival. I lost money a lot.
We got a beginning to this game. Hit it, DJ Lou.
Hey there, Moon Tower. I'm sorry I couldn't be there tonight. I'm off doing some Black Lou shit that you don't need to worry about, baby. But let me ask you something. Do you have what it takes to answer questions about the bonfire? Well, it's time for Bonfire Trivia.
I am a genius.
I'm a race car driver.
I'm a dancer.
Take it away, my soul brothers, and always remember, you might lose money chasing women, but you will never lose women chasing money.
Damn, dude, that's all our soul. That's our real soul.
These are tough tier ones, I'd say. Which of Christine's favorite musicians does Jay want to punch in the face?
Well, this is your question.
It's for James.
Tori Amos.
Nope.
Oh!
Wrong, wrong.
Oh, damn. My God. You fucking loser.
Damn.
Damn, Whitaker for the steal.
Johnny DeFranco?
Yes.
Thank you.
Whitaker with a point.
But fairnessly, more than I want to punch her in the face, I want to go when she's just working those six strings and just Randy Johnson sidearm a rock right into that hole.
Who's this lady?
Johnny DeFranco.
I never heard of her. What's
she's
she
do? Like if feminine hairy armpits came to life and became a person. She's if size 2 Doc Martens became a human being.
All right. Caitlin.
That reminds me, Dan, I'm sorry. Shave your fucking armpits, women. And also, abortions should be illegal.
You're lucky you get 6 weeks.
What are you doing, dude?
4 more years.
Caitlin, what are the first names of the golf co-hosts that the Bonfire worked across from at SiriusXM?
I'd like to point out that I was skipped on the last round.
No, you weren't. How are you skipped? It went from James to Whitaker.
No, it goes James and then comes back.
Wraps back around.
Don't worry about the rules. Just,
dude, as you can see, I yelled at a man for him. I stand fucking firm on the rules.
I'm about to spaz on this lady.
Oh, good guess, though. That's our first rival.
That's what I got.
That was our first rival.
That's what I got.
And our last. Vanda, clear. This is an easy one, right?
It's a two-name guess. You thrive at these.
It's classic.
Yeah.
John and Frank.
No.
Pretty good?
No.
Pretty good, but not it.
Wrong. Wrong.
James?
It's Debbie Donger and the Brad?
Oh.
Give it to him. Give it to the man.
That's just a half point.
Half point?
No.
Can Whitaker steal it?
Yeah.
Technically.
Debbie and Brad?
No.
No.
I love it. I love that laugh. She was like, fuck all these people. You fucking idiots.
The answer we were looking for was Deb and Ben. Ben. Deb and Ben.
We had a bonus question if you could have named what Ben's favorite color was.
Orange.
All right. But that doesn't count. Does it count? All right, give him a point, Christine. These rules are falling apart. I can't yell at everybody.
No, we're doing great.
Get him, Dan. Get him. Bulldog. Bulldog these motherfuckers.
Dude, that fucking look. With the polo tie?
Who's it go to now?
I don't get no respect.
Who answered? Oh, yeah.
It goes Whitaker. To the lady from outer space. No, that's...
It goes to Whit.
It goes to Whit. You ever get Elijah Wood? Anybody tell you that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you look a lot like... Yeah, all right.
He does look
like
Elijah
Wood. Dude, I only... I swear to God, all I heard from that was like, Elijah Wood.
Well, I've been down in the drinking hole. I told you I've been suffering from melancholy.
Got a touch of the diphtheria.
It's funny, every time I come on one of these and do like a character, I'm always like, I'll be honest, I'm suffering mentally.
Yeah, every problem.
I'm pretty sad. Y'all.
But the clothes just brighten it up.
Are you wearing that all night?
No, I'm not. I'm going to take this off. I'm going right back to Jim
Shorts.
Can I ask
you, are you
going
to wear the boots back again?
I don't know. I think, yeah. Maybe. We'll see. I might drink my way into wearing this to the next show.
I'm wearing this all night.
I got to do a showcase. Out. Yeah, but this isn't. It's not like I'm doing this material. I'd just be up there like.
You look like the yodeling kid.
Yeah. I put on cool cowboy outfit, and I ended up just... I just look like a child at Halloween. I still have a boy's
face. You look
like
one of those kids at the Western stock show where they wrestle down lambs.
Yeah, pigs.
Yeah. No, the lambs.
Yeah, the lambs.
Like, are you guys trying to be mean to me?
No, you look great.
No, dude. You're a mutton buster.
Why don't you hit Caitlin with her next question?
Caitlin, what should you not do on Coral?
Fuck.
There it is.
That's correct. Should not fuck on Coral.
Shut up.
Vanda, when Roman
yeah,
Palumbo...
Yeah, it's a big ring. He's got to drop it off at Mordor later. Let's go! I've been waiting for a ring comment on this motherfucker. That's a quick draw.
Pow!
dude. Fucking High Noon Shane Gillis. Vanda, when Roman Polumbo saw his friend's camera, he asked what? What did he ask him? What did he ask his friend when he saw his camera?
Is there a sex tape on it?
You're such a fucking pervert. Damn. I saw today, Sierra Sky is straight up getting fucked on OnlyFans.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shane showed her. That was Shane's BBG.
Yeah.
Grab whatever you want, baby girl.
I mean, it's not as graphic as you're hoping. It's shower fucking, but she's getting fucked.
She's getting fucked on it?
It's great.
You just heard Shane and I go like, I fucking afford OnlyFans.
She's getting fucked on there?
Yeah.
Yo, Roman, shout out Roman, dude. Roman won.
Yeah.
Roman won the split
up. Friend of the show.
Yeah. I had a feeling he was going to win.
Well, all James, right. Can you answer the question?
Oh, is that the red?
That's a point. That is it.
And is this the red?
Is this the red?
Oh, look at the feng shui.
Man, falling in love with that couple and then them breaking up really hurt us.
Yeah.
Is this the final?
Yeah, final tier one question.
Oh, no, there's two. There's two. There's two.
There's three tiers.
There's two questions.
I got very high and wrote all these, thinking that we're like, he's gonna fuck.
What? Me. Who's this for?
This is for Whitaker.
What is the name of the blankets that the Bonfire crew fell in love with?
Kikiko?
Yes. Support.
Killing it.
All right, let's move on to tier two, more difficult questions, starting with Caitlin. Caitlin. What Major League Baseball player did Jay reference when he learned who DJ Lou's ex-girlfriend cheated on him with?
Oh, Jesus, it was a black guy.
All right.
Halfway there.
I bet that actually probably narrows it down to two based on his favorite team, right?
Yeah, the hat he's wearing.
Yeah, I bet it's...
Golly, I don't know.
Okay.
His best friend is a black guy.
Vanda? Which Major League Baseball player did Jay reference when he learned DJ Lou's girlfriend cheated on him?
Oh, man.
Use your lifeline.
Aaron Judge.
You can use your lifeline.
Aaron Judge?
No, Aaron Judge. Judge, that's not it. It's the Yankees.
Wrong.
Hates the Yankees. Loves the Mets. James, do you know?
Mookie?
I will get it. Mookie Wilson.
Really?
James is on. Now, all these points are worth 2 points, so these are worth a little more, and if you get it, it's 4 points.
Damn. Okay.
Nah.
It's Whitaker. Christine would fuck what celebrity on the dead carcass of what animal?
Jason Momoa on a whale?
No.
Wait, that was wrong and you answered that quickly?
He's not far off. What? He's half right.
It's definitely Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa on a dead cat in the alley.
Fair.
Jason Momoa on a dead bear.
Dead bear, oh. Everybody.
All right, guys, this is an easy one. Whose question is this? This is Caitlin's question. Caitlin, if you don't get this, I think you should walk off the stage. Who introduced Roman and Sierra to the bonfire?
Shane Gillis.
Thank you, Shane. I just wanted you to get your proper due respect.
Thank you.
Shane took a bus. This
would be a wrong answer.
Shane took a bus up to New York to discuss Roman and Sierra with us. That's how much you love that couple.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I also at that point had come down with a severe case of melancholy, and I was beaten off to that couple in a basement in West Philadelphia.
Wow. I've been in that basement, and it's rough.
I was whacking off down there
it's
pretty regularly. Y'all. My six shooters. Yeah.
Whose question are we? Vanda Panda.
It's my penis. I was masturbating. I was masturbating my penis.
To completion?
Always to completion.
Okay, you ready, Vanda?
You ever just leave some on the table?
I like these ones where you can just... I like these ones where you can just guess. Vanda could guess this.
Yeah, give her one that she could guess.
The bonfire bought Jacob a necklace from the Roman Palumbo jewelry collection. What was the animal on the necklace?
Oh, can I use my lifeline?
Sure. Does your boyfriend want to come up here and help you? Give you the answer? Come on up here, boyfriend.
It'd be a shame if the answer was panda.
All right, he's unsure about it.
Look at this hunk, dude.
This guy, yeah. Damn, dude, you got Miami energy. Look at
you. A panda?
Oh, you guys have some fucking loud sex. There are neighbors that hate your passion noises. Yeah. There's a lot of against the wall fucking, I'm guessing.
Hey, Dan, why don't you take it easy? She's a woman.
Hey, conservative Shane. Fuck your city council run.
Hey, Dan, stop Asian hate. Hashtag.
Yeah.
All right, give her the guess.
Don't say wolf. Don't say wolf.
Dude, what are you doing? There's a mic in front of your face. I thought, yeah, dude, I could spaz on James. This guy's fucking sitting in front of a mic.
Why are you guys doing this?
You heard it? You don't know it? Oh, dude, this guy is. God, I hope she gets it.
Oh, God, he's not sure.
All right, take it. Either way, you're going home with him, so you win.
I am going to say shark.
No. For the steal, James.
That was a shark.
You thought it was a shark?
I thought it was a shark.
Are you just going to commit to the wrong answer?
Here's the crazy thing. Yeah. He fucking yelled out the answer 5 seconds ago. And then it became his turn and he went, shark? He answered the same thing she answered.
Can I steal it?
I'm not a crazy person.
Can I steal it?
He just answered it.
It might have been Witt saying it.
I thought you said it.
Might have been Whit saying it.
Whitaker, what is it?
Wolf.
It is a wolf.
Wolf, indeed.
Yeah. I thought you said wolf under the mic. That's why I was like, oh, dude.
I'm drunk right now.
Oh, hell yeah. If you win this fucking trivia hammer, that's pretty fucking cool. Yeah.
Settle down, James.
Well, it's water right now.
Take it from a 10 down to a 3.
All right, James. This is your question. Young Jay was terrified his mom would get eaten by a shark on vacation in the Bahamas. On what type of vessel?
Is it a sailboat?
No.
No, it is not.
Whitaker.
Wrong. One of them shark viewing boats?
Like no. Wrong.
Wrong. Wrong.
Caitlin.
Pontoon.
No.
Wrong.
What do you got? You got, come on.
Wrong.
No! Banana boat.
Banana boat, everybody.
You fucking idiots never saw
Jaws.
Jaws
fucking 4. Do we have more in part 2?
Yo, right, hold on. I swear to God, I was watching Jaws before I came here.
Really?
I was literally.
The one with the banana boat?
No, I was watching the regular Jaws.
OG?
But what a thing. What a thing for me to experience.
Whose question is this? Whose question is this? Caitlin, what does DJ Lou call his girlfriends?
Bunnies.
There it is.
Damn.
What's the answer? What's
Bunny.
What is the answer?
Bunny.
Bunny? You call him Bunny?
Well, not his girlfriend, but just guys.
The Russians.
Chicks that trick him online.
He calls them bunnies? You're a freak. Damn.
Did you not know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I was hanging out with him last night. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you saw his neck kisses. We talked about it.
Yeah, you're smooth. I didn't even. Did we talk about it? I
saw we talked about it on the radio show. For all these people.
But did I see it?
Yeah.
I watched him kiss?
The neck?
I was drinking.
Because of the melon.
You were standing right there pointing out that he was kissing her neck.
I was the one who did that?
Wow. God damn.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.